Cool. This is your pilot speaking.
This is your co-pilot speaking.
Tinashe and
Shamiso. And welcome to Flight of Time.
Where the conversation goes
anywhere.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How y'all doing?
We're back.
We're back.
I don't think we should... I was going to be like, I'm sorry, but like the things that have been happening for us to not be able to post, like it's been not our fault. It's not our fault.
Yeah, it's not our fault. Not it's been not our fault. It's not our fault, guys. So, yeah, for the most part, it's just, it's been circumstantial events. However. We're back.
I hope we say that and then we post.
And then we post consistently.
The thing is, I
want to say yes, but I also realize that we're also going through, okay, guys, we're going through like a lot of like personal, what do you call it? Changing times?
The times are changing.
So like where we want to be consistent, like we're not really exactly able to be
consistent.
That doesn't mean we have forgotten. It just means that for the most part, we're probably not going to be posting as much as we think. As much as we feel we should.
Yeah, because I think for me as a Shami, I've just been structuring my life and Shine Your Light in such a way so that like it just has a good foundation, which kind of meant that like I had to focus on that instead of, you know, trying to figure out what Flight of Time could be. Also, because I'm used to doing things by myself with Shine Your Light. So when it comes to Flight of Time, we, Tinashe and I, we have to be on one accord. And because life was lifing and I did not have a laptop and because it got stolen, long story, and all of that, it just meant that we could not record.
Yeah, we just couldn't record.
And
so it was rather unfortunate. However, you know, it was a time where we got to just sit back and think about some of these things, think about life, rethink our logo. We're gonna change our logo soon,
yeah.
And rethink a lot of things. However, welcome back to Flight of Time. If you're new, please, subscribe, rate us on my Apple podcast, and. Today we're gonna, you know, dive deeper into this issue of consistency, because for us we realize that like, even though it's not our fault that the thing that have been happening, it doesn't necessarily mean we should, you know, be inconsistent regardless. Now that's a bit of a difficult one because for the most part I feel like, well, for me at least, I don't know about you, but for me I feel like it's just one of those things where we didn't prepare well in advance for an eventuality.
Yeah.
Or at least for like for things to go wrong, like
yeah.
We didn't prepare for that. So yeah. Obviously it was very like unexpected. And for the most part I feel like even though seeing outside of this, am I consistent? I would say yes and no. I'm selectively consistent. That makes sense.
Explain yourself. I don't know. What does that mean?
Selectively consistent. Basically, I have areas in my life where I am consistent and where, you know, like I consistently wake up every day, you know.
As we hope you would.
You know, I consistently breathe. I consistently do a lot of things, but when it comes to like content creation, okay, I'll say it like this. When it comes to my content creation, I feel like I am generally consistent, but I have moments where, like I said, I don't prepare for like an unfortunate circumstance or event. So it's just hard to be consistent when you don't prepare for an event like that. That's why it's very important to prepare well in advance for an in case moment. But in most things, like I don't know what I would say I'm not consistent in. I know there are things I'm not consistent in.
Like
I can't exactly say some of the things. But anyways.
Why can't you say some of the things?
But anyways, because I can't say some of these things either. Like...
Otherwise, some things can be used against
you. Some things can be used against me, like in a court of law.
In a court of law.
I would say, so it's gonna be a madness in it. But for the most part, I feel like being consistent more comes down to preparation than it does to actually like showing up every single day. I would say, for example, a person who consistently that's a bad example. I'd say for a person who consistently does better in like a sport, you know, the consistency in terms of their practice by putting in the hours and consistently just, you know, showing up on the sports field, they tend to naturally get better over time. Not everyone. Some people just naturally suck. But, the majority of people tend to get naturally better over time by putting in the hours on the sports field, you know. And then it just so happened that, like, when you think of that in the big picture, you think of it like, hey, that consistency I had on the sports field, how come I can't translate that over onto other things in my life? And I would say it's probably, for me at least, it's probably because I find myself not planning. I'll put it like that. If you don't plan and you agree with me, I know you're nodding your head. You probably agree with me. Like, sometimes you just don't feel like planning. You don't feel like being prepared in terms of like your calendar. Or at least being prepared in terms of like what you're doing going forward for like the next week or month or whatever amount of time it is, preferably not a day. But I've come down to, and I've built it down to the fact that like my consistency is very linked to my planning. And if I plan well, if I plan in advance and I stick to the plan, I don't like flake on the plan last minute. If I stick to it, I'll be very consistent. What about you?
I think the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I don't know.
Last year. I think because like I did not have my laptop and all this other stuff. Like I'm the opposite. I like to plan. You failed because you did.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yes, there we go. And I think for me, like, being organized and all that stuff and making sure I know what's going on is something that's very important to me. But because of the things that happened in the last couple of weeks, it meant that even the things that I had planned in advance, it was rendered useless because... It literally was just like, oh, now I have to do something different. Oh, I have to go back to recording stuff in this way. And I think for me, it kind of left me a bit stumped because I wanted to go back into that place of being consistent. But then I also needed to figure out what's going to be the best thing for me right now. So consistency is key. Like, I feel like things won't just happen. Like, if you post one thing every month, like, that's not going to make things work. And I've managed to keep that, like, with Shine Your Light, especially with that, like, to keep things consistent where I always post on a Monday or from 10 to 12, all that time is allocated to doing stuff for Shine Your Light. Or on a Sunday, this is actually my schedule, like, on Sunday, I always prepare for the week ahead. And like what I'm going to put in on the Instagram post and blah, blah, blah. Because it also buys me a lot of time that I'm able to do other things that I love to do. And so when you also plan and you are consistent with that, it actually makes a recipe for success. You should try it.
Yeah, yeah.
You should try it. Try what I do. You'll be fine.
And these are famous words from people that haven't posted podcasted in weeks,
a month. And I think for me, in my head, I had a plan that like after we posted the other one, the following week we would be able to record the next episode over Zoom, and then my laptop got stolen. It was like,
and that was just
So you know, it was kind of like Even if you do plan, even if you are trying your best to be consistent, some things could just go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Some things can just, like... And I feel like, you know, words from people that are not consistent in terms of posting, but hey, take it as you may. Because we're telling you from a space where we have not been consistent. So we're telling you what we would have done differently or what we would do differently. What we would do differently.
Have done differently, like, in terms of...
The things happening.
Yeah, like, in terms of how we could have done stuff with recording, like...
I mean, it's I think what we could have done differently was... I don't know if we could have done anything differently. There are a lot of constraints.
Yeah.
For us, like... In terms of like recording or like whatever, you know, there's lots of constraints.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we can just, you know, up and record today.
Yeah, we can just wake up and be like, okay, we're recording today.
It's a lot of restraints. But I feel like, for me at least, I find sometimes that consistency is a bit of a myth. Now, controversial statement. Hear me out. Now, the reason I find it a myth is not because it's bad, but because sometimes, just sometimes, consistency can be the killer of greatness. When you look back at people that you're inspired by, you find that a lot of those people, they weren't like consistently doing a lot of things. They're probably doing 1, 2, 3 things, and then, you know, out of a lot of, you know, luck, timing, chance, all of the things kind of meeting together, they found something that kind of stuck. And then from there, you know, you have to, you know, then operate in consistency. But I feel like, for me at least, I don't know if you'd agree, but consistency sometimes can be a bit of a myth, because it just will lead to this space where you find yourself getting burnt out very easily. And if you're not self-aware of, like, the space you're in, then you start to resent consistency. And I feel like that's how sometimes a lot of people just tend to find themselves in a space of continuous discontent or anger or frustration or whatever, because they're consistently doing something and not seeing the results from it, or they're consistently doing something and it's draining their energy. And that's why sometimes I feel like, don't get into a cycle, or don't get too hard into a cycle, don't get too ingrained into a cycle of doing things. It's very important to break the cycle, break the most of the cycles in your life. Have some sort of spontaneity, irregularity. You know, it kind of works out, you know, for the good. It does. What, you don't agree?
I don't like spontaneity or irregularity. I like it when things do things the way they're supposed to. Like, it's supposed to be. But such is not life, so, you know.
Such is not life.
Such is not life.
I like how you just left it there, like, such is not life, so, you know.
Oh, was I supposed to say something else?
Yeah, it was supposed to, like...
Oh,
Why? Like, okay.
Oh, like, sorry, you could... Were you done talking?
I mean, I'll never really finish talking, but for the most part, I do believe in the fact that having regularity can improve your consistency when you do have consistency, or when you do engage a season of consistency. Because when you end this season, you only realize that it's only for a short season, and it's only for a short period of time. And then, you know, you have your spontaneous moments, you have some regularity, you break the cycle. That's why people say break the cycle, you know? Because it's important. It's very important.
I think for me, I think the question was, what would we have done differently?
Yeah.
I
didn't answer the question.
Yeah, you didn't answer the question.
I went on my own ramble.
You went left. We were going right.
You went
away from, but it's okay. It's fine. You're forgiven. I think for me, I think with all of this happening, I think it's not like we could have changed anything. It's, we did not see any of this. Trust me, we didn't see none of this coming. Like the shifts that happened and all of that stuff. However, I think the best thing to do is to just, when your consistency is broken and you can't really go back to, you can't do what you wanted to do, I think it's just finding a space where you reflect on what you've done so far and what you could do better. Because like with Flight of Time specifically, like, it kind of helped me to be like, okay, because I need certain things to be organized so that I know what's going on. It helped me to be like, how can we structure this in such a way that, we're able to, in the future, like, we're able to brainstorm or we're able to, like, discuss, okay, in the future, what should we do when it, what should we do when it comes to this? How can we become better? How can we, like, have a more structured way of doing Flight of Time, a more productive way of doing Flight of Time?
Absolutely.
Like, what do we want this to be like a year from now? Especially that, like, just thinking in the long term, because this is going to be going on forever and ever and ever until we get tired of talking. It's going to be going on forever. As long as we keep talking, you know. But this is fun. Are you not having fun?
I am. I'm not saying I'm not having fun. I'm just saying, like, you know, just think about sometimes, like, hey, sometimes you slow down, you don't post as much, you only do the podcast just to, like, you know, check in from time to time, and just, like, chill out, you know, and just, and relax and do other things, you know. It's just, I don't know, but, like, no, I do agree with you, it's just, having things in order is very important.
Yeah, and I think that space in between, like, everything falling apart and to where everything can come back together, there's just that gap where you have to figure out, like, what do we want things to look like now? Like, but yeah, for the most part, that's what I feel like I learned from all of this. And also that life is unpredictable, and the things that happened, it was not because of us not wanting to record. Trust us, we were trying.
Yeah, we really were,
but it was like, it just wasn't possible with the situation at hand. So it was kind of like, so we just focus on the other things we were doing. And once this is ready to come together and do what it's supposed to do, it will. And it will be great. And you guys will have an episode. And we won't feel bad for not posting. Do you feel bad for not posting?
Yes and no. I feel bad, but I also feel like, you know what? When circumstances in life can, like, hinder you from progressing what you want to do, like, you can't exactly ignore life circumstances. You can't maybe ignore life.
Yeah.
And for the most part, like, yes, absolutely love Flight of Time. Absolutely love you guys that are listening.
You guys are awesome. Love you. Thanks for listening, guys.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, when personal issues are, like, prevalent, there's not much you can do, and I don't really want to be in a space where I'm always constantly worrying about my personal issues when I'm recording Flight of Time, or when I'm doing other things that progress my life. You know, I want to make sure that, like, at least, the very least, that my personal life is in order. And yeah, if that's in order, my mental health is in order, and like all of those things are in order, because it's very important to have good mental health. My mental health is in order, my personal life is in order, and, like, all of those different things are in check, then it becomes easier to be consistent in terms of posting, in terms of recording, in terms of all the different things. But when it's not in order, when things are a bit of a mess, you know, even what we record, I feel like would be, like, substandard content. That wouldn't serve you guys as much. And, like, that's why I don't feel as bad, because I know if we had, you know, try to force things, You know, when you force things, eh, sometimes
like, we would have been talking about, I don't know, man.
We'd be talking about something. I don't know, man. But we wouldn't have been saying anything worth
something. Yeah, it wouldn't be helping us. It wouldn't be helping you guys. Yeah. And I actually agree with that. I think, like, even for me, like, I had to get myself, like, in the right mental space to be able to just do anything. Because, like, I think I'm going to post this for next week's Motivational Monday on Shine Your Light. Go follow it, you know. I think I was saying that behind every business, there's a person. And I think sometimes we forget that the business doesn't just run, you know, it's not just an engine. It just doesn't. There are people. It's stop. Yeah, like someone is doing
what. Non-stop, but you know.
Like, but someone is doing all of this and someone is like organizing things and preparing things. Things just don't happen, unfortunately. And I think it's realizing that in order for us to be able to come fully to Flight of Time, we as individuals need to be okay. And we were not, I wasn't, were you okay? When I was.
I mean, I wasn't. I was busy.
You were busy. I was not okay. I wasn't okay. He was busy. And then I was busy. And then I wasn't okay. And was, you know, so we can come here now with a clear mind and be like, you know what? Make sure you prioritize you first before you prioritize what you're doing. Because if you're not okay, like it will actually, because who's going to be posting anything? You're talking about
mental health, guys.
Because you said mental health I know is important.
You know, it's like, we're talking about, but yeah, you know what, like,
it's the truth. Like, it's if you're true. Not okay, everything else won't be okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's just prioritizing, like, to make sure that just making sure you're good. And then when you're good, you're able to produce good things. So, yeah.
It all comes together.
It all comes
together. Everything kind of just, you know, it all just becomes one thing. And yeah, for the most part, you know what? Take it as you may, guys. But this really was one of those episodes where it's like, you know what? Like, we've been reflecting and thinking about all these different things. And it's not more so about having like a long, hour-long conversation that you're going to see. But it's more, yeah. it's more so to just like acknowledge and realize that, you know what? Like, consistency is the goal. Discipline is very much needed to be consistent. But at the same time, like, in order to get those two things on track and the train moving, you yourself have to be okay. You know, the train has to actually be able to function in order for it to move. The engine has to be able to switch on, whatever. But, like, that's what I mean, you know. Like, you have the wheels, which is the consistency. You have the body, which is, you know, the discipline. What you don't have is the engine. The engine is you. And
yeah, the engine.
For the most part, being the engine, you know you have to, you know how engines go for constant services. If you know anything about cars, the engines, you're going for constant services and checkups and all these different things and oil changes. You know, it's the same thing with you. You got to get some time where you got to get checked, you know, you check yourself, you know, change your own oil.
Yeah.
You know, all the different things. And like, even though technically businesses can run without the person at the top, I would say they're running at a loss. And it's very important to realize that, like, you know what, like, the consistency you bring to the table is way more important for yourself and for your productivity and for your success. And it's way more important than anything else someone else will bring to the table. But for you to be able to bring that consistency to the table, you have to be ready with your discipline and ready with just who you are as a person. Like, you have to be ready for what may come. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Because fam, when you're not okay, like, I have been going through, like, this is the year I finally became like open to just talking about my feelings and all that stuff, blah blah blah. And sometimes, like, what I would usually do in the past is work through the pain, like, do work, like, study through the pain and don't prioritize how you're feeling. But then I realized that in order for me to have like a good space to be boss babe, all this stuff, blah, 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 like I need to like feel my feelings. I need to like figure out, what do I need? Da, 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 da. What's going on? Why do I feel like this? Because when I don't, it affects everything else. So I feel like that's what I learned with the things that have happened. Just taking care of yourself is very important. And when things go downhill, like, it is okay if you can't go back to business as usual. Like, that is perfectly fine. Like, you need to figure out, like, what you need to do. You need to figure out, like, who you are after the incident and all of that stuff. And I think that's what I've just realized. And I'm even though no one, no, I don't wish anything bad upon anyone, I am grateful that all of this stuff happened, because it pushed me closer to God. It made me realize that, hey, I don't need to have things figured out. And it just helped a lot. And it was irritating because I was like, we can't record. These people are going to be like, why haven't y'all recorded? You guys started this and then you record 1 month and then you pop up. In real, like, the reality of things is just like, we could not control the situation that happened. Like, it was literally out of our control. But we are back. And we keep saying that.
Hopefully.
We are recording when we can.
Yeah, when we can.
When life
makes it work.
When life allows.
And the ultimate goal is to be consistent.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We know.
We appreciate you guys. You're so patient.
We all take your time to listen. So we're gonna work toward being consistent, you know.
Yeah.
That season's gonna come.
Very soon.
Y'all are gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, you guys are gonna get sick of us because we're just gonna like talk and talk, because we have so many things we want to talk about, like what we said, like in the middle of things going wrong and when things could be right, we just figured out what we wanted it to be, what we wanted Flight of Time to be, and the focus of it, and what the future is going to be for us, and what we want this podcast to like be like a year from now, and all that stuff, and the topics. We're gonna have new topics and certain things and all these things. I'm very excited because you're gonna realize we have more things in common than you realize, but we know that we have things in common, but also like just the different ideas, different viewpoints, different topics. I'm so excited. A year ago, I did start a podcast and then failed.
But this is really exciting.
And I'm really going off. I'm just excited. Stop me.
And we're about to let the play, guys. So, hope you enjoyed it. I know it's a bit short, but like for the most part,
We recorded. That's what counts.
And like, you know what? Be consistent. It's very important. At the same time, don't be too consistent that you get caught up in the cycle and you lose sight of who you are and what you're doing in life.
Yeah.
Besides that. But yeah.
Before the plane lands. But also, even if what you're building is not going as fast, like just always remember that you are becoming someone better in the long run. Like, look at us learning. You know, look at us. So yeah.
Enjoy the journey. But yeah, let's land the plane. And don't forget to rate us on the Apple Podcast, guys.
Yes, rate us.
So give us 5 stars.
Give us reviews.
Let's go. We love to see it. Anyways, guys, this is your pilot, Tadashi.
This is your co-pilot, Shamiso.
And
see you guys next time.
Yeah.
We don't know when, but
we hopefully
in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We should go.
Guys. Both at a time, where the conversation goes.
Anyway. Bye, guys.